I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
Morning, all the hits, Q100. Hello.
How are you guys?
Doing good. Who's this?
This is Maggie.
Maggie?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on, Maggie?
I guess I need your advice. I need to know, basically, if my marriage is over.
Yes, it is. Thank you for calling. What? What do you mean?
Oh.
well, kind of an uncomfortable silence there.
That's not funny.
Well, how would I know if it's over or not? Go ahead.
My husband and I, we got into a fight the other night. You know, it was a stupid fight, and we just went round and round with each other. And, you know, we just kept yelling. And then the words came out of his mouth. They were, "This just proves that you're too immature to be married." And at that point, he left. He left the house. He's been staying with his mom, with his parents. And I don't know. I mean, that's kind of a strong thing to say. I need to know if that really indicates how he feels about our marriage.
What was your argument about?
It was stupid. I traded in my Jeep Cherokee for a two-door Mustang. And we've been talking about, you know, getting ready to have a family. And, you know, of course, finances are tight because, we're pretty newly married. And he just thought that was a really stupid decision on my part to trade in a car because of finances, but also because, you know, he wanted to have the room and a car in case we decided to start a family.
How long have you guys been married?
4 months.
4 months. Now, my guess is, this isn't the first thing you've ever done like this to make him make a statement like that. Because you don't say that on the first mess up. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point.
Have you had big fights before? Should be hard to remember the past 120 days.
Not like this. I mean, he blew up.
Well, what possessed you to go buy or trade in a car without consulting him?
I guess I just wasn't thinking. I didn't think it was a big deal. I don't know. I just didn't think it was a big deal.
If he had done the same thing, would it have been a big deal to you?
It probably would have. Now, in hindsight, I see that. But I wouldn't end my marriage over it.
And so when you say he left, he went where and how much has he been in touch?
Well, he went to his family's, which, you know, is embarrassing within itself because now I feel like... Obviously, his whole family knows that we're having this fight. Like, you know, basically now we're all of a sudden having marriage problems, and his whole family knows about it. I have heard from him very little. You know, he's called to sort of check in on me, but it's not been like, you know, we're husband and wife.
And the sentence that's bothering you so much is... This just proves that you're too immature to be married.
To be married, yeah. I mean, is that how he's felt all along and it's just now coming out? I just think that's a strong statement to say during, you know...
People say things in the heat of an argument. I was telling these guys just a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I got into a debate about religion and how we were going to raise our son. And at one point she said, had I known this about you, I would have never married you. You know, and then a couple of weeks later she says, you know what, you say things in the heat of the moment that you really don't mean. Of course, she didn't move out of the house.
But see, that's the thing. He's been gone. It wasn't just a fleeting thought.
Yeah, he's been gone. But he's shown no sign of being unhappy within the marriage.
So what are you looking for here? Just to kind of, does that sentence really mean that the relationship is over? Is that what you're looking for?
I guess so. I'm looking for that. I'm looking for advice on what I should do. How can I get him home? I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's my most important question.
Does that sentence really mean that the marriage is all over? Yeah. This proves that you're too immature to be married.
I think the best advice would be to look back at a Hugh Grant movie. Can't remember the name of it right now, but when he drove up in that station wagon, she knew he was ready to start having a family. Do you remember that one? I can't remember the name of the movie.
No, Javi.
Did you see it when you were on acid?
No. Okay, it's with Andy McDowell's in it.
It's Javiville we're talking about. There's no acid, just aspirin.
the chewable St. Joseph's kind.
Little Flintstones. Hey, Vicky.
9 months?
Vicky?
Yes.
Yeah, can you help Maggie out here?
Well, you know, it's hard being married. I've been married 10 years. But it's, whenever you have a fight like that, you have to be willing to talk about it. And the fact that he has basically moved out for the time being and is not willing to discuss it maybe shows he's a little immature too. So don't beat yourself up too much about being immature, because he's showing a little immaturity too.
Oh,
and you
man.
Guys need to talk.
This is how women turn this stuff around.
Yep.
This is exactly how it happens. This is a blueprint for you guys listening right now.
And wouldn't people say that he was being more mature rather than standing there and continuing to fight? He left and he's cooling off, like, isn't that
no I don't think Vicky on this.
Yeah, I don't think mature is going to mommy and daddy's house and bringing them into the whole argument.
But we're not getting the whole story from Maggie,
because there had to be more.
Lot more than this.
Hey Vicky, do you think that actual sentence right there, this is why you've just proven that you're too immature to be married, means that it's the end of the relationship?
No, people say things when they're mad, you know. Mm-hmm. But again, you gotta talk.
Yeah. All right, hey Marie,
I wanted to say that maybe if she has a good relationship with his mom, maybe she can call him if she can't get in touch with him, because it seems like he's being a little immature as well.
That's the call of shame right there.
If he cares about his marriage, then he'll contact her. If he's as immature as she is, then she may have to go to his mom if she really cares about the relationship.
See, we've got a rule in our house where we just do not allow the family in on those kind of the outside family.
Yeah.
Or even the immediate family in on those kind of arguments.
Well, I normally wouldn't either, but he's at his parents' house, and if that's the only way she can get in touch with him, she needs to talk to him directly. And if she can get to him through his mom and maybe get her to get him to talk to her, then I think that's...
How did that become a rule in your house, just out of curiosity?
I'm not exactly sure, but I think maybe we were talking about another couple that handled it the same way, and we just came to an agreement, really. It's not like you start a conversation that way.
Because I think never even have the thought to call one of Jessica's parents about...
I don't think it's that. No, that's not the part. It would be like, agreement is that Stacy won't go to her dad or her mom when she and I are having some problems.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm afraid that will make him more angry if I go to his parents.
Maggie, I think my advice for you would be, you need to really sit down and pinpoint what are the other immature decisions that you've made, or what are those decisions that he thinks are immature, and kind of put together a list of them. I agree with him that trading in the car without even consulting him about it was immature. I don't think it should ruin your marriage. I mean, I certainly don't think you guys should get a divorce over it, but I think that you need to take some steps, not just words, but actions, to correct that, to save your marriage. You've got to go trade in that car and go get a station wagon. Go get that Jeep Cherokee back, because actions are going to speak louder than words if you try to go over there and take him out of his parents' house and try to save your marriage.
I want to focus on that sentence, though. Do you think that that sentence means that he's done with the relationship? Like, that was his breaking point?
No.
That was just in the heat of the moment. He said that, and the end.
I disagree. I think it's over.
You do?
He went back to his parents' house. I guarantee you there's a string of stuff happening. He's done with it. Game over.
And
if he comes back, well, you don't know that.
After four months,
I just think that you fight for a marriage. You talk out the things that you think are not working, and you know, I'm willing to see, okay, what I've been irrational about and everything.
Hey, Rebecca.
Hey.
Can you help out here?
I just feel so bad for you right now. I mean, you guys are so newly into this marriage,
and you have obviously a lot of things that you're trying to deal with, and the fact that you're calling up and asking for help, I think is a really good sign. But I mean, you've got to talk, and he's got to be willing to talk to you. But like everybody's been saying, you've really got to take a look at whatever it is that has gotten you to this point that would make him say something like that. I mean, that's obviously an emotion that's been pent up in him that just came out when things got heated. But you've got to look back. You've got to figure out what it is. And you guys, I mean, you made that step. You got married. So obviously, you love each other. You've got to get past this, and you've got to figure out what it is you need to do together as a couple to stay together in the long term. I mean,
do you think in his mind that statement that he made really means that the relationship's done?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, especially with how newlywed they are, he's angry. And
that's good advice.
Something.
Can I call you when I need advice? That was really good.
Thanks for calling.
All right.
And Justin, you're on All the Hits Q100.
I just think there's more to it than what she's saying. Because mm-hmm. if there wasn't, he wouldn't just get up and leave that fast.
That's my thing.
Kind of quick. I just really think there's more to it than what she's saying.
Maggie, has he ever said to you, Maggie, that if this happens again, I'm leaving? Like, has he ever given you an ultimatum and said, you have to stop doing this?
No, never.
All right.
Do you run up the credit card bills?
No. I mean, like any typical girl, I'll go shopping and, you know, he'll roll his eyes at stuff that I buy. But no, we've never really had any huge problems.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that this thing's over. I mean, he made a statement, I think, maybe in the heat of the fight. But you got to do something to rectify this.
Well, and I'm trying to, but I just feel like he's not willing to even talk at this point.
Is that too big a word for you?
It's just a funny word.
Rectify. Sorry.
Oh, no.
I'll try to keep it one simple for you. Hold on a sec.
Just say fix it.
Yeah, I think there are two conversations you guys have to have. A, you got to fix this. And the second one is, and I think you got a really valid point here also, is that the way he handled it isn't acceptable. I mean, if you guys are going to be together forever, this guy can't run home to mommy and daddy every time y'all have a problem.
Exactly.
So I think that's pretty valid.
Yeah, I absolutely do too. The husband and wife have got to figure it out with each other before anybody else even knows. But you can talk about it after it's been resolved, but not during the heat of the argument, you know?
Uh-uh, you can't go to mommy or daddy because they're always going to side with you.
Right.
I mean, you're their baby. You do no wrong. Come on.
So I need to really address that statement with him. I need to say to him, what proves that I'm too immature? Let's talk about this.
Yeah, I guess, if you don't see the history behind it, yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
I'm gonna. Are you going to talk to him over the weekend?
I'm going to try to. I'm going to try to get in touch with him, of course.
Because I'd like to talk to you Monday and find out if that really meant that this was over in his eyes or if it was just the heat of the moment.
Okay.
If you do get in touch with him, do you think he'd come on with us?
I don't know. It depends on how our talk goes. Yeah. I think so. I mean, he listens to you guys all the time. I would think he wouldn't have a problem with that. He's open about stuff.
That doesn't sound like it.
I don't know.
All right, well, let's catch up with you on Monday.
We wouldn't want to upset him and send him up to Grandma and Grandpa's house.
Let's talk to you again on Monday.
All right. Thanks so much for your advice.
All right. Sorry you have to go through this. This sucks. When you're married and you're going through one of these right here, it screws up everything, man. Everything. I totally know where you're coming from. Okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
The Burt Show.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, Phil Tirana is in here because he has continued a segment that we absolutely stole right from MTV called Boiling Point. Now, Boiling Point is a new hidden camera show on MTV that puts people in really awkward situations and then kind of has a time clock on the bottom of the screen. And if the person that they have put into this really tough situation loses it before a certain amount of time, they get cash,
right,
correct?
They'll give them $100 cash right then and there.
If they don't, if they're nice throughout the entire thing.
If they stay, if they keep their cool.
All right, our boiling point is a little bit different. Explain how our boiling point works.
We have to kind of do it a little bit different because when you have, obviously, on TV, you can kind of see their reaction and kind of see them getting frustrated and ticked off. Well, I do the same thing, but I kind of have to edit mine a little bit different because, you know, dead silence of me and, you know, the boiling point contestant, if you will, staring at each other doesn't translate very well on radio. That just equals dead air. So last week we did it and I took a...
Don't get the premise yet.
I was just going to tell you what I did last week.
You mean the one before we're going to roll with right now?
Yeah, the one that we did last week.
Go ahead.
Okay, last week I took a, because Melissa wasn't here, took a 2-year-old baby into a tanning bed. Tanning salon to see if the girl would let me let him tan, and sure enough, after about 7 minutes, she said no.
Phil told her that the baby was going on a photo shoot, so he needed to bronze him up a little bit.
Oh my god!
So I the quote unquote the boiling point moment was to get her to call the police on me, and sure enough, she threatened to call the police, and that's when she reached that mark at 7 minutes.
All right.
Okay, so we'll find a listener to play this time around. Phil will tell them the scenario that he put one unsuspecting person in.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll give three potential outcomes.
I'll give you three scenarios. One is true. The other two are false. And if I'm correct here, if you obviously get the true one, then you've won the collateral movie passes.
You got it. Hi, Lorraine.
Hey, Phil. What's happening, sweetheart?
Hey, Lorraine. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hi. Good morning.
Do you guys know each other?
Apparently we do. How's the family?
Lolo.
How's the kids?
You sound so chummy.
Phil. Hey, Phil, it's Lolo.
Lolo.
Yeah, hey, guys.
She's a frequent Marshall listener, calls all the time.
Hi, Lolo.
Yes.
And you know how this is going to work now?
Brief me again.
Go ahead.
Okay, Lorraine, what I'm going to do is I will give you the scenario, which is I'll go ahead and tell you now. On this one, I titled this bowling point competitive treadmill guy, where I went into a gym. took my position on a treadmill right next to unfortunately, the only two treadmills available where there was one empty was next to an absolutely gorgeous young lady who was just briskly walking, and I took my position right next to her, and I decided to be that guy who wanted to race her. And at one point, and you'll hear this a couple of times, I reach over and try to speed up her treadmill.
Don't you guys get like this when you're on a treadmill
in
a gym, and you're next to somebody? Aren't you constantly peeking over to see how fast they're going and what incline they're at?
Oh, yeah.
And then you start to get all competitive in your head about it, and if they're going at a 5.6, you got to be at a 5.8.
People will compete for any. I mean, it doesn't matter what it's going on. You are always competitive.
All right. So the situation is you at gym, woman next to you. She's on a treadmill also. She's doing her thing. Mm-hmm. What are the three possible outcomes?
Three possible outcomes of this competitive treadmill guy. I fall off the treadmill. She gets a muscle head. She gets mad at me and goes to get a muscle head who escorts me out of the gym. Or three, she just walks off and ignores me completely.
Okay, so I pick number two, the muscle head.
Number two, again, that was she gets frustrated, goes and gets a muscle head, and he escorts me off the property.
All right, Lorraine?
Okay.
Let's all listen together.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Three, two? Is that how fast you're going?
Yeah.
I'm up to 3.7.
Okay.
I'm going faster than you. 3.8. You can go faster if you want to.
Okay.
3.9. Why don't you try and catch up?
I'm really okay.
Oh, I'm at 4. 4.2. I'm going a mile faster than you. A whole mile an hour faster. Come on. Why don't you try and catch up? You could use it. Come on.
Oh, it's really okay.
Go to 3.8. Just get close to me. I'm at 4.2. You try to get to 3.8. See, I've already burned 30 calories. How much have you burned?
sure.
Did you have a big lunch today?
Not really.
Wondering why you're working out so hard. Are you going to the beach soon?
No.
Looks like you're pushing yourself harder than you should. Trying to lose some weight?
No.
Most people try at the beginning of the summer, not the end. Don't worry about it. The longer you stay on, the more you'll lose, so you probably won't stay on for a while. You know what'll help? You know what'll help if you speed up.
I'm really happy with the 3.8.
Here, I'll help you. Hold on. You push this. You push this right there.
That was me pushing.
See? You're closer. Don't you feel better already?
Are you pushing hers out?
Now you're out of breath. Are you a smoker?
Oh my God. No.
You sound like you are.
Oh my God.
I'm still going faster than you, though.
Dude, I'm really not here to run. I'm just walking. So I'm just going to sit down a little bit.
Okay, I've noticed you slowed down, so I'm just going to speed you up just a little bit.
And that, my friends, is me falling on my ass.
Did you really? So you were reaching over and you lost your footing?
I was reaching over to speed hers up and I lost my balance because the damn treadmill was going so fast, I fell on my ass. And the noise you hear is me getting up. I fell right on my elbow. I get up and the noise you hear is me grabbing the microphone. I had it propped up on the treadmill. And I'm just like, I have to stop it right there. And I look at her, and granted, this went on for about 5 minutes. And I just look at her and I go, I'm Phil from the Burt Show. I was recording you. Is that okay? And she's like, yeah. And I walk out of the gym right there.
I've always wanted to meet a guy who fell off a treadmill.
Sorry, Lorraine, you didn't win.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for playing. Bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, I've noticed you slowed down, so I'm just going to speed you up just a little bit.
The Burt Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.